I have been hunted down for doing my job as a pastor. That's right. All of our arrests, my brother David was arrested with me 11 times. I was arrested 16 plus. I was detained many times. All of that is associated with just us doing our job as clergy, feeding the poor, reading the Bible, preaching the gospel, having church open. Nothing. I've never been arrested for a criminal activity. I have been hunted down for doing my job as a pastor. I was criminally charged for officiating in illegal gathering, participating in illegal gathering, of course, church service, inviting people to an illegal gathering. I was even arrested and criminally charged for baptizing my daughter in a river. I was arrested for not wearing a muzzle. It's a complex and twisted story that would take me a half a day to tell you. But I was ultimately, during the big lie, arrested 5 times and charged over 40 times, millions upon millions of dollars. Ultimately, I was arrested for my participation with a track convoy. At that time, I have become, as they called me, Canada's pastor, freedom pastor. I was leading 20,000 people's rallies. I was speaking everywhere. I toured United States during the lockdowns, warning Americans about what is happening in Canada, as I called it, China, that right now, because we're truly living behind the Iron Curtain. I was telling Americans that you must understand that the tyrants do not care about your piece of paper, because Americans would come to me and they say, hey, we have a constitution, we have the Declaration of Independence, we have our amendments. And I look at them and say, don't you get it? Tyrants, dictators don't care about your piece of paper. You must rise up and care about your piece of paper. Poland had a constitution. By the way, Poland was the second country on earth that implemented constitution right after the United States of America. And Germans did not care about human rights. They did not care about our constitution. The Soviets, when you were celebrating the liberation of the world, we were subdued and enslaved by the Soviets. They did not care about the constitution and our rights. So we must learn from history. And that's what I was teaching. I was teaching history. I teach theology, of course. I run 2 churches. We feed thousands of people on the streets of Calgary. And that's what the government did not like. I was participating in the rallies, and I have become very vocal. I was invited everywhere. And then, of course, when I did my tour in the States, coming back, I was immediately arrested stepping out of the plane on a tarmac. I've never seen anyone in my life being arrested on a tarmac. Like, I mean, Hollywood production, yes, movies, yes, but come on, I'm just a little Polish pastor with a broken English giving people hope. And then it hit me. That was my crime. Everywhere I showed up, I was giving people hope. I was telling them history. I was teaching them that we have seen this movie before, and I'm telling you, enemy is copy-paste how to become a tyrant. We have to copy-paste how to deal with the tyrants. Martin Luther King Jr. did it. Mahatma Gandhi did it. Others did it. And Solidarity Movement in Poland did it. In 1989, the Iron Curtain was broken. Berlin Wall has fallen down, and Europe was liberated. If those people could do it, that means we can do it as well. There is more of us than is them. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than the one that is in them. I was giving people hope that with God, it's impossible to lose. It doesn't matter how big are their guns. Doesn't matter how big are their titles. And it doesn't matter how big of their giants are being unleashed on us. They're flexing their muscles, they're pumping their chest, but what it needs is a David again with a slingshot, a stick, and a simple stone. Those messages resonated with the people globally. As you know, my Get Out video, a simple words, just get out. I didn't say too much to those villains that invaded our church. I told them, get out. That's it. I'm not going to have a conversation with tyrants. Get out, you Nazis. And that went viral around the world because people are hungry for a simple straightforward, down-to-earth message, and it resonates with people. It scared the government, so they decided to make an example out of me, and I'm sure you watched my arrest in the middle of the highway on my knees. I was, you know, tortured by the police. I was arrested in a very brutal ways, forced to be taken to police custody upside down in a paddy wagon. I was in solitary confinement on concrete. I was in metal cages. I was even taken for my sermon to the truckers to a MaxPod. MaxPod is a prison for terrorists, for the most dangerous people in the country. I was locked there in minus 28, freezing conditions, shivering, alone. No other inmate was in entire unit. Not only I was in solitary confinement, freezing conditions, they refused to give me an extra blanket. They said, when I complained, at least you have a free, you know, fresh air. I was alone, guarded by three guards. I received a letter from the administration that I am considered extremely dangerous and I might be kept there indefinitely. At that time, five different inmates testified that the guards were giving them incentives to murder me. As you know, they put my house on fire in the middle of the night. They unscrewed tires in my pickup truck. I was physically attacked. Our church was put on fire, vandalized for 3 months. So this was a serious, serious attack. But we were leaning on God. God is not like a man. He's not a liar. And he promised us that he will give us victory. And we stuck with the word of God. You know, when people come to me and they ask, how come you're doing what you're doing? How come you're not afraid? How come you have so much faith? Well, read the Bible. I've read the Bible, believe it or not. And in my Bible, it says we win. In the end, we win. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with me. You know, it doesn't matter how big are the villains. It doesn't matter how many hyenas are here. Lions are stronger than the hyenas. And we are serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are serving the Lion from the tribe of Judah. So if the church would only understand how powerful our God is, who our God is, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is life itself. The enemies, my enemies, your enemies are in the palm of my Father's hands. So why we are worried? Why we are defeated? Why we are suicidal? Why we are depressed? We have nothing to be depressed about. Yes, the fiery furnace are difficult, but it's in the fire that God deals with our enemies. In the fire, he shows up to set us free. In the fire, we have a testimony, and in the fire is our promotion. Daniel would not become the figure he was if he was not willing to go or straight to the lion's den. It was in the lion's den where the miracle happened. So I've read the Bible many times, and I'm telling you, I don't understand lukewarmness. I don't understand Christians that do not believe. My God has the final say. No matter, I don't care what is your title. I don't care how rich you think you are. I don't care if your friend is the president or prime minister. My friend is Jesus. My friend is God, and he always has the final say. So the story of Arthur Pulaski is quite simple. I am an underdog that they taught is a nobody, and that's true. Arthur Pulaski, maybe I am a nobody, but I know somebody, and that somebody doesn't want them to win. It required a smelling like a sheep, a shepherd, a smelling like a goat shepherd, David, to take down a giant called Goliath, because the sophisticated, well-educated from, you know, theological schools were not willing to face the giants at that time. So I'm an outsider. I am just a person that sees what's going on and read the Bible, and I'm just doing what I'm told. I mean, the biggest, the most powerful verses for me are the God is looking around asking who will stand against the workers of iniquity? Who will stand with him against the evil? I just want to be a man that says, here I am, Lord, use me.